Hello, everybody. Guess who this is? Well, I guess you know because you purposely came here. You didn't stumble in a drunken stupor across this program. It's not like you were walking in a room and you fell down and your elbow, by mistake, hit the click button that makes this show start. I think you kind of wanted to come here. And for that, I say thank you very much. Let's get on with this thing.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, that couldn't get any weirder, believe me.
Whatever.
I know. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. My name is indeed Ron Van Dam. I'm a bit nasally today, as I am every day of my life recently. Yes, I have the allergy thing. We all have allergies, don't we? We're allergic to house dust. I'm allergic to people, I've noticed. I've found that out to be the case. I just discovered that recently. Whenever I'm around human beings, I get sick to my stomach. So I guess I have a natural-born allergy, I suppose. I don't know. But did you know that dogs also have allergies? Come on, Ron, with all the problems going on in the world and in this country, you're going to talk about dog allergies? Well, no, I'm not going to do it for an extended period of time, you idiot. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it for an extended period of time, my friend. I'm just saying. Later on in the show, Dr. Jeff Werber joins us. Guess what he is? A veterinarian. I want him to be my doctor. I want a veterinarian as a doctor. I don't know why. Just do. I want somebody who can take care of my moles and brush my teeth for me and knock me out when my teeth have to be brushed and rub my belly. You know, the last time somebody's rubbed my belly was in 1983. I remember it distinctly. And oddly enough, when this girl rubbed my belly, my legs started jiggling and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of interesting. That hasn't happened since. It's okay. Not a problem. I'm not complaining about it, certainly. It's way too private to tell you about it, as I just did. I don't believe in reincarnation, really. I've never even had carnation evaporated milk. I've never even had that. Nor reincarnation evaporated milk. I've never had that stuff. It looks a little too thick to me. I don't like thick things. So, but I don't want to come back as anything. I want to come back as a person who is amongst other people that wanted to come back to be nice to each other. Here's my biggest problem with reincarnation and stuff like that and the afterlife is that if I go to heaven and I'm reunited with my family members, is that punishment or is that supposed to be good? I can't quite figure that out because I didn't like all my family members. But Ron, their family, what does that mean? There are people that I wouldn't choose to be with for 3 minutes if they were strangers. Yet because it's an uncle or an aunt or some kind of long-lost relative, I've got to spend eternity in heaven with them? I thought heaven was supposed to be, like, really wonderful. And then now you're sprinkling my relatives into this. Don't you understand? Doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, so I don't want to come back as a dog because I love my dog. I've had dogs all my life. As I've said so many times on this show, I love animals. I love dogs. I love birds. I love cats. I love all animals. People, not so much. Isn't that interesting? People, not so much. There are a lot of people, not so much. Animals, not bad. Although the pesky little insects and things like that, alligators, no. See, people have the ability to be so wonderful. They have the ability to be so nice to each other. People have this quality of just loving each other. Animals kind of got that term from what we call animals. They hunt each other and eat each other for survival and for food. There's a pecking order where there's a lot of pecking going on. Bears attack smaller animals. Smaller animals run for their lives. Animals eat the young of other animals, and they eat their eggs in the nest. I mean, it's a horrible, cruel paranoia. You think you're paranoid? Try being an animal, always looking over your shoulder. What was that? Is something coming to eat me? In a horrible. I mean, did you ever see a dead animal in the forest or on the road that hasn't been run over? The other animals have picked at their flesh and opened up their cavities and sucked out their organs. I mean, being an animal is a pretty heavy deal. It's a lot of bad stuff going on. Did you ever see the Saw movies? That's nothing compared to what animals do to each other. Then there's this thing called human beings where we're supposed to be beyond that, where we don't hurt each other, where we don't act like quote-unquote animals. And that's wonderful, but then human being personalities are all weird and messed up. Why can't we just love each other? You see, I came from a generation where everybody loved each other, and they genuinely did. You mean you would have thought, well, that's just rhetoric, Ron. No, it was true. Before AIDS came along, we were humping everything. It wasn't a bad deal either. You saw a pretty person, you screwed them. I mean, it wasn't a horrible thing. Then these sexual diseases started coming along and AIDS and all these kinds of things. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, now I can't do it with anybody without checking them out first. It's like Trump's put a travel ban on my sperm.
We can't call it a travel ban.
Don't even get me started on Trump. I'm not even going to call him Trump anymore. You know what I'm going to call him? Don. I just call him Don because he's trying to be a regular guy, which he'll never be because he's not regular at all in any sense of the word, either by wealth or by mentality. He's not regular. I just call him Don. Why give him any special kind of notice? Because he doesn't deserve it. Just today, he tweeted that he wants his travel ban. And yes, he says in the tweet, quote unquote, he says, yes, I call it a travel ban. I want to ban against certain types of people. Wow. Okay. I mean, whether I agree with you or not, you've probably just killed your Supreme Court case right there, babe. There's something wrong with a man that just will never shut up ever, ever, ever. And he starts talking about one thing, and then he ends up talking about something else. Oh, wait a minute. That's me. But thank God, I'm not president. I don't even hold a local office politically. That's good. This guy is the president. He's the suspected leader of the free world. Well, don't worry about that anymore, because America apparently is losing its spot as a leader of the free world. Other countries will take our place, because the leader of the free world, as far as we just elected, is like not mentally there. Which is okay. I know tons of people that are not mentally there. Or is it me that's not mentally there? That's just a matter of opinion. But when you're president and you're representing the entire country, you got to be, A, you got to be stable. B, you got to be cool. C, you got to be smart. And D, you have to be compassionate, bring people together, and whether it's true or not, make them feel that there's a bright future ahead of us. Instead, we elected the opposite of every one of those points. So, anyway, let's get on with it. Because what I want to talk about today is serious, but not. I mean, it is. It is serious, but I don't just talk serious on this show. I very rarely do that. But I do have one concern and one concern only. And that concern has to do with, I'm a little confused as to what this country is now. I'm a little confused. Here's my confusion. Every poll that is taken, and my God, polls have been wrong around here recently, right? But every poll says that this Don President guy, he averages between 35 and 40% approval rating. That means that 60% of the country, more than half of the country, a lot more than half of the country, thinks that he's kind of not supposed to be in that position. Let's put that kindly. And yet, in this democracy, where the people own their own country, where it's the people that have their bidding, you've got this run amok misogynist, dictator, crazy man who never sleeps, who runs the country in 140 characters or less, who's nasty, mean, degrading, and yet we just have to sit here and watch it. It's not like the majority wants to see this. The majority doesn't want to see this. Yet we just sit here and say, well, there's nothing I can do about it. What happened to us? Do you not get this whole deal here? This is a country of a little over 300 million people. And yet, this is what the best we could do out of all those things. And yet, we don't have a say in our place here. We pay taxes. We elect people into office to represent us, and this is what we get? It doesn't make sense to me. There's something wrong, and the answer is, well, you're stuck with this for at least 4 years. Why am I stuck with this for at least 4 years? If more than half the country is in great, great disdain, not just happy, but in great disdain, why can't a change be made? Well, I don't know how, but why can't we just make it happen? And this Congress thing, they were doing nothing before, they're doing nothing now. And it's all Republican. And Republicans are just standing there going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. This president that's like part of our party here, is just, I don't know how to deal with this. And Democrats aren't speaking up. I don't understand what's going on. I missed the concept. I read the Constitution, I really did. I read it in school and I've read it after when I got into this media stuff. And my understanding of it is that we're supposed to be like in total control of our country, and we're supposed to, by popular referendum, elect people that will do things for us, and we have a perfect right to say, this isn't working out for me. And yet we just sit here and watch this train wreck occur. We watch our standing in the world come apart. We watch our own people divided without sitting down and talking about anything and moving forward. I don't understand that. I don't understand what's going on. I'm stymied by this. The nightmare isn't the Don guy. The nightmare are the people who live in this country who just sit there. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't understand why we're just sitting here while these other countries like Russia are just like taking over our spot. I don't understand where the European Union is going through some horrible, horrible times right now. And then our person, our Don guy, just insults them left and right. And instead of bringing it all together to form a very strong, united alliance, he wants to break it apart or withdraw from it. I don't, for technical reasons of which he has no control. I don't get it. I'm not understanding any of this at all. So can you explain it to me? I'll wait. Hey, I do this every single weekday. No, I don't know why. I hope you join me every day. Every weekday is a different show. I do this. So can you at least, you know what I'm saying? For your dining and dancing pleasure, we can be found on the Podbean Network. We can be found on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, various other podcast networks, some local radio stations throughout the country, all over the place, on your Alexa thing, your Alexa app, you know, like, Alexa, tell me what the weather is. Alexa, listen to the Ron Van Dam Show. You can talk to her and she'll do that to you. All different ways to listen to this. So let's get on it.
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Coming up a little bit later in the program, Jeff Werber will join us, Dr. Jeff Werber. He is a veterinarian, and we're just going to talk about dog allergies. It's fascinating. I know a lot about dogs, but I never knew about this, that dogs have allergies just like people do, but the way that they express it is different than sneezing for dogs. We'll discover that together as we hold hands and eat some marshmallows on a stick over a campfire. Why? What is the fascination with setting a fire in the ground with some wood, finding a dirty, stinking stick that birds have been defecating on for centuries, sticking a marshmallow on it, then you heat it up over the fire until it's scalding hot like molten lava. And then you put it in your mouth, you burn your face off, and you find this to be something that brings you closer to humanity. Like, all it does is make you question your sexuality as you sit around a campfire with people of the same sex. And if you're not a homosexual and you're a heterosexual, you might start questioning this whole thing. I remember that when I was a kid, my mother sent me to summer camp every single year. I don't think I was an annoying kid. I think my parents wanted to try an experiment and put me socially with other children to make me somewhat normal. It didn't work. Didn't work, quite obviously. But one of the activities in camp, by the way, they separated the boys' camp and the girls' camp. I guess so you could discover yourself one way or the other. I really don't know the reason for that. I guess it's so both they wouldn't be like sexual things going on, and then the parents would go, I sent him away for the summer, and now my daughter's pregnant. They didn't want that for some reason. I remember once a week, the camp counselors would organize a trip into the woods, and we'd sit around the campfire, and the camp counselors would tell scary stories, and all of them involved bears eating children. And we sat around this campfire. There'd be like 8 or 9 of us guys the same age, you know, around like 12, 13 years old, just discovering our little penises. And we would all be given these dirty sticks and putting marshmallows on them. And then we'd put these things in our mouth and eat them. And then we'd get out these canvas tents and sleeping bags, and we'd lie in them next to each other so that our bodies were almost touching. I guess it was a challenge of some sort. I really don't understand what the hell they were trying to prove, to be honest with you. But I made it through that. Somehow I made it through that. My parents sent me to summer camp for about 5 years, 4 or 5 years. And either they really, really wanted to get rid of me, or they really, really, really wanted to get rid of me. I don't think they disliked me as much as I think they liked me. I'm very, very likable. Those of you that know me personally, I'm a wonderful, wonderful person. I'm a lousy human being, but a wonderful, wonderful person. I have a lot of love in my heart. Unfortunately, that's where it stays. It don't come out. I think my parents sent me to summer camp so they could have the run of the house to themselves. And I kind of get that. When you have children in the house, you have no sex life whatsoever. You have to wait till the kids go to bed. And they could get up at any minute and you know, come crying, or, Mommy, every time you ache it, oh my God, what are you doing? I did a show about a year ago about our common fear, is a fear that links all of us together. And it's not so much a fear as it is a disgust. The fact that you need to realize that your parents, on probably a regular basis, had sex while you were still in the house, because you were always in the house. And the fact that your mother and father actually had intercourse or actually liked each other in a sexual sense is kind of hard to swallow. Excuse the expression. Sure, I can imagine myself having sex. Certainly. I can't imagine my parents having sex. It just, you don't think of your parents entwining their bodies. It just is like, obviously they did, otherwise you wouldn't be here, probably, unless there's other arrangements that have gone on. But of course they had sex, and of course they did it for recreational purposes as well. But you can't picture that. You can't fathom that. It's something that you just cannot put together in your mind. It doesn't compute. You're not supposed to see that in your mind. But it happened. And I believe they sent me away to summer camp so that they could have this romping affair between the two of them, of themselves, to which I say, good, send me away. Have sex throughout the house. Have it on top of the washing machine, on the counter in the kitchen. Just not in my bed, please. Just not in my bed. It's a realization that we just cannot do. Our minds just can't go there. You cannot. You cannot. You don't want to do, and you don't want to eat while you're thinking about that. And I shouldn't have even brought it up. It's taboo. Oh, it's taboo. It's T-A-B-O-O-O-O-O. You don't do that. You just don't do that. You don't do that. You don't picture other people doing that. Unless it's two women together. That's every man's fantasy. And I think it's every woman's fantasy as well. Isn't that odd, huh? Isn't that odd? Most heterosexual men, as a fantasy, don't think of two other heterosexual men having sex together. Most of them would figure that's not quite a turn-on. I think women find that to be a turn-on. Women, I think, are more exotic and more in tune with their sexuality than men are. Men have far too many hang-ups about sexual activity. Far too many. Sure, we like it, but it's got to be with down the corridor. Women, it's like their fantasies can just like go off the map. Not that they go off the map, but their fantasies do. All right, that's enough. That'll be enough.
Gentlemen, you know that when you decide to get engaged, you'll be making one of the most important investments of your life. Think about it. From the moment you get down on bended knee and present the ring, how much you actually love someone will be judged solely on the size of the stone you buy. And not just by the one you love, but by literally everyone she knows. And strangers. At Schlickershek the Jewelers, we know that when you're about to cough up what amounts to a few months' rent to obtain the exclusive naming rights to a vagina, you want to be able to be sure that you've made the best choice. So if you've decided it's time to staple gun your man tackle to a single hitching post and to never be able to experience the simple joy of a meaningless hookup without handing over half your stuff, come to Schlickershek the Jewelers and see our amazing line of certified, high-quality, shallow female ego strokers. Take it from me, Herbert Schlickershek. I'm not just your local jeweler. I've been married 6.5 times. Vegas marriages, boys. Very easy to annul when the shrew goes south on you. And she will.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great. Dr. Jeff Werber is practicing veterinary medicine. He's been doing it for over 30 years. Oh, my God. He's one of the few actively practicing veterinary medical journalists in the U.S. Hey, good to speak to you. We always like to talk to veterinarians. I always get them confused with vets, and I always say thank you for your service. But thank you for your service anyway.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it's funny, we always say when we speak, when we write, we always try to use the full word veterinarian because of that. Because we say, wait, are you a car? Or are you an ex-army? What do you mean a vet?
Exactly. we're talking about, we're talking about pet scratching, and then we're getting into some other things, but I have a dog. Dog is scratching constantly, no matter, and I do the monthly flea treatment and things like that. Is it normal for a dog to scratch at itself continually?
Well, it's normal for a dog to scratch occasionally. Once it becomes continual, when it becomes, bothers them, when it actually interrupts their regular activities like eating and playing and chasing that ball, or they're rubbing and scooting and, you know, chewing on themselves, then it's not normal. And, it leads to problems. It's often, especially this time of year, but it can happen all year, dogs scratch because of allergies. They don't sneeze. They don't have the runny eyes. They don't have the scratchy throat like we do. They actually scratch. Oh. And they itch, and they, as I said, they rub and they chew. So it is obviously something to be reckoned with, and the more they do it, and I'm sure you've seen dogs that have scabs along their back and the fleas, and there are many allergens that are affecting them, not only the pollens that affect us, but it's also things around the house. It could be, obviously, their food. It could be house dust. It could be house dust mites. It could be tobacco smoke, wool and cotton and certain flowers in the house. There are so many possible allergens in a dog's environment. So it's really important to understand when your dog's itching is too much itching. And we talk about, I have a great website that I direct pet owners to, and it's called youranimalinstinct.com, all one word, Your Animal Instinct, sponsored by Zoetis. And basically, within the site, you can learn more about canine allergy, and you can take a quiz. It's called the Itch Instinct Quiz. And what this quiz does, it really will help clarify whether or not your dog's itching is a little too much. And if so, it will direct you, of course, to see your veterinarian.
Great.
And another program that Zoetis has been sponsoring and is tied in, as you mentioned, to the canine itch.
Yeah.
It's called the Canine Courage Program.
What is that?
And it's a wonderful program that is providing healthcare assistance to retired military and police dogs, as well as to active service dogs, assisting veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Wow.
So when that quiz is taken, that triggers a donation by Zoetis to this Canine Courage Program.
Very
so
cool.
It's really a win-win-win.
Okay.
We're going to be helping our pets. You're going to learn more about your dog's itch, helping these service dogs and helping the veterans whom these service dogs are helping. So, you know, as I said, it's a wonderful program.
So there is a connection between veterinarians and vets.
Absolutely. How do you like that?
Oh,
so the veterinarians helping the vets. And also, more importantly, with the completion of the quiz and learning more, you will learn more about some medications, new medications especially.
Yes.
Because typically in the past, and I, as long as well as other veterinarians, have been resorting to, of course, the antibiotics, as you mentioned, to treat the secondary infection associated with this, but also things like corticosteroids, and immunosuppressive agents, and they are effective, but they also have side effects, whether it's excessive drinking and excessive urination, liver problems, increased appetite. Obviously, it's a problem, but yet it's been worth it because we were helping our dogs. Well, now there's a new medication by Zoetis called Apoquil, and it is the best. I mean, I hate to talk about a dog allergy, but it's a cat's meow. I mean, it is not to be used on cats, but it's for dogs. And it is the first medication of its kind that actually attacks the canine itch at its core without the side effects. And honestly, I've had clients call me and have seen results within 2 hours.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Okay. It's great.
I wish I could take this stuff because I have allergies.
I know people have asked me, can I take it? No, it's just for dogs, but it is really effective and it's safe and without the side effects.
Yeah.
So you know, my the way I look at the program is between the medication, the Apoquil, between the canine, you know, learning more about the canine itch, the Itch Instinct Quiz, youranimalinstinct.com. We are doing so much for our dogs. And for the very special dogs that are helping our veterans.
Great. Is licking also an allergic kind of reaction like scratching? Because my dog always licks a lot themselves as well.
Absolutely, especially when they're kind of rolled over and they're licking either their feet.
Yeah.
If they're licking their feet a lot, we often think of food allergy or pollen allergy.
Wow.
Or they're licking their groin area. And again, that also is going to be pollen allergies.
I thought that was for pleasure.
Oh yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that might be too. But but I would worry about that. And then, of course, the chewing. You know, like a dog whips around and starts nibbling at the skin.
Yes.
That I would look for fleas. I would look for fleas in that one.
Oh, all right.
And I mean, literally, they could be sitting and relaxing. All of a sudden, they turn around like a mile a minute, and they're just going nuts.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Those are the symptoms.
I wish you were my veterinarian, but I don't. You're probably not nearby. You're probably filled up. But anyway.
Well, you can come out to California. We'd love to see you.
Okay. Well, it's a little bit of a trip to just to have my dog checked out. Anyway, okay, give me some websites where I can get more information when you're not around.
Okay, the website is youranimalinstinct.com, and that is the best.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Let me ask you one more
thing. All right, thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Did get to ask him one more question. I was going to ask his political affiliation and what his favorite color was, but apparently there was no room for that, so, well.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
No, no, that's not true.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style.
I know this kind of music is considered corny, plenty of corn involved. But don't we need some corn now? Don't we need Leave It to Beaver to be the overriding attitude of our lives right now? Haven't things gotten like way too out of hand? Haven't the lines been crossed too many times? Isn't it better this way just to... I understand being in denial by, you know, the president and other people that... but. Isn't denial good if you've got this corn that you're not denying? That didn't make any sense, did it?
Banana splits and licorice, and you feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing.
Yeah, I know her too.
She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing.
I used to date her.
So spread sunshine all over the place.
That's right.
Just put on a happy face.
All right. Here's where we dance. Let's all dance. Come on. Make you feel better. Didn't it make you feel snappy and happy and clappy and sappy and dopey and doc? Didn't it? Me too. Let's stop here. Let's leave it like that. No homework. Come back again tomorrow. I'll do something else. I'll talk about something else. and we'll have another good time together. You and me. You and me. Until then, I wish you peace.